You're listening to The Golf Hour
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor.
Eric Duravin III is a U.S. Army veteran who served two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. He is the recipient of the Grammy's Cookie Convoy Award this year. And what a story he has. I look forward to hearing more of it today on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Eric, thank you for your service. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to see you. You're the Grammy Cookie Convoy recipient this year. How did that organization connect with you?
Well, it was my third tour going into Iraq. I was heading up the Talafall. And just happened to go into a rec room, and it was boxes of stuff that was sent from the States to all the troops, and I came across a big box of chocolate chip cookies. So took a package, opened it up, tasted it. It was absolutely delicious, and next thing I know, I'm looking for milk to go with these cookies. And I saw it had an email address to return, and I said, you know, I have to thank this person for sending these cookies. So when I was able to get to a computer, I sent an email off, and the relationship has been going strong since 2006. Grammy has sent cookies to my son and daughter who were in Afghanistan and Iraq. My daughter was with me in Afghanistan, and I've known her since then. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to receive these gifts and for everything that she's done for the troops all this time. Totally amazing.
When you were in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the first time you picked up one of those cookies, did it take you back to a certain place in your life?
Chocolate chip cookies and milk, dipping them in the milk.
Was that
like being home?
That was a favorite growing up.
Yes, it was.
How did you get into the Army?
I was going to college. It was something I had always planned to do, you know, watching the war movies growing up, John Wayne, Audie Murphy, all of that, and it's a family tradition. My family has to date over 140 years of military service to the United States, and it was something that was, it was destiny to do in my family. My two sons, my brother, a granddaughter, you know, all in from my side of the family, and just, like I said, it was destiny.
Thank you for your service and your entire family. You served multiple tours. How did your military service prepare you for dealing with different things down the road in life?
Well, that is the one thing about the military: improvise, utilize, adapt, and overcome. And one of the things I first learned in basic training, the 7 P's, proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Now, that sounds funny and cute, but when you apply it to life, it works. And if you're paying attention to what's going on around you, improvise, utilize, adapt, and overcome, it works. And if you want to be someone or something in life, well, those seven things, it makes a difference. The rest is up to you if you want to be something, if you want to be someone.
Eric Duravin III joins us live on ESPN 97.5 Houston, live from Bentwater Country Club for the Grammys Cookie Convoy golf tournament. Really amazing work that they do, the packages they send, over 10,000 cookies per shipment. You know, compared to maybe some of the other things that you may receive when you're overseas in the military, just some different gifts, the handwritten note from the volunteer that comes in the cookie, do you remember your note from your first cookie?
No, I don't, but I can tell you, I did answer it. I took several little envelopes from kids that sent, and I answered them and sent them back. And one of the things I did for a number of the adults that were organizing these things, now a lot of people sent flags back to the United States that were flown. I took it one step further. I had the flags embroidered and dedicated to those individuals and sent it back to them. And all I can say is they were happy, shocked, and surprised to not just receive a flag, but to receive a flag that was embroidered, dedicated specifically to them. That's how much I appreciated these people getting these packages and sending them. And they sent all kind of things. I remember getting a box that had from a thing from Cincinnati, spaghetti and chili mixed together. And for my father, every time he sent me a box, he sent a roll of toilet paper. Now, that's funny. But let me explain. So we all, there was never a shortage of toilet paper. It wasn't always the best quality toilet paper. So a roll of toilet paper from my father, every box, was always appreciated.
I mean, there's nothing like, I mean, you got to have some good toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, especially in your situation. And, you know, it feels like you're coming out of Walmart with the toilet paper on your shoulder, giving a big fist bump. Eric Durbin joins us on 97.5 Houston. Eric, in my research of you, you mentioned your father.
Right.
I read a story when he passed. It was not an easy process for you as far as the bureaucratic mix-up, and you had a lot going on. Can you share with us the confusion during your father's death?
Well, what happened was I'm Eric H. Durbin III. My father's Eric H. Durbin Jr. And when he passed away, I did all the right things. I called the right people, let them know that he passed away, so the checks and everything would stop and we could have a smooth transition. Now, bureaucrats being what they are, it's obviously, and I said this because I was so pissed off, some idiot didn't take the time to read. Junior the third, two different social security numbers. I don't know which name popped up first, but they obviously hit my name and all of my money and everything stopped coming. And when I called them to ask them what the heck happened, we made a mistake. And then they wanted to tell me it's going to take 6 months to fix it. I said, it took you like 24 hours to do it, and you're going to tell me? So I had to go to my assemblymen, the newspapers, and everything to set a fire under their behinds to get them to fix it, because they literally stopped. They listed me as passing away.
And you were deceased.
Yeah, technically in the system. I was deceased, and they just stopped all my benefits and everything.
And for 6 months, it took a little bit less.
Well, after I jumped on it, it took 3 months for them to fix it. But initially, when I called them and tried to be nice about it, it was a problem, and we'll fix it, but it's going to take 6 months.
Have you ever met anyone else that has happened to?
No. And again, I attribute it to just plain old laziness.
Yeah.
You saw a name, you clicked on it, and you didn't bother to read.
Now, but your military experience, it prepared you for dealing with those kind of bureaucratic hardships, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
We have time for one more question here with Eric Durbin III. What's the most important lesson you took away from your three tours?
You know, the important lesson is how much the people in this country do not appreciate what we have. They don't read, they don't bother to learn, and it's not about Republican or Democrat, it's about learning, appreciating what you have. There's an American dream, and if you want, it's there. If you're in this country, it's there. You have people that come here, if they can read and write English, they can be successful in that first generation, but they are definitely successful in the second generation, and Americans take all of that for granted. We're not appreciating what we have in this country and what makes us the United States of America. And trust me, my 35 years of service, I've seen a lot. My first tour, I came home and people are crying about their caffè latte mochaccino isn't made right. They couldn't get internet service or something, and they act like it's the end of the world. And I'm there a year in Iraq, my first time, almost getting blown up a couple of times. And your biggest problem is your coffee isn't right and you can't get internet. We don't appreciate what we have, and we need to learn what America is about and appreciate this country. Because, you know, people talk about, well, I'm leaving. Okay, leave. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going that's better than this?
Yeah. How are we going to fix that with the next generation, if you had
education.
To guess?
Yeah. A real education, not this biased nonsense. People spending $50,000 to go to Harvard, Yale, MIT, Stanford, and, you know, they
to read McGraw-Hill textbook.
or the stuff that they're pushing in there that shouldn't be in there. And, you know, again, it's boys and male sport. You want to know how to stop that? The girls and the women have to stop up and say, we're not competing with these guys when they show up. All it's going to take is three guys in individual sports, and women will be relegated to fourth place. Two guys on a team, and women's teams will be relegated to fourth place. We need to wake up, get an education, pay attention to what's going on around us, and you know what? This country will be great again.
I completely agree. Eric, I love the way you speak. Thank you for taking some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your service.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You're the best, Eric. We'll talk again soon. I've got your number. I'm going to call you.
Anytime, any place.
That's Eric Durbin III. Just heard from him on ESPN 97.5 Houston. In case you missed the interview, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at the conclusion of the show. Andy Rise is next. This is the Golf Hour with Will Doctor. Back after this.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, Babe Zaharias, Tom Kite, and many more lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Learn about the historic golf courses and the individuals that promoted the game through leadership, teaching, and passion. Texas and golf go hand in hand in the history of the game and camaraderie. Together we can honor the past, celebrate the present, and inspire future generations of Texas golfers. Golf is a sport for everyone, and I encourage you to experience the history of Texas golf digitally at texasgolfhof.org and share with your golf family and friends. That's texasgolfhof.org. See you on the course.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.